Hit me with that info.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
That sweet knowledge right in the brain.
All right. Cut. Just kidding.
Give me the nerd juice.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Arcana Archives. I'm Chelsea, and fun fact is I really like space.
Oh, I like space, too. Oh, my goodness. I am Rogan, and we are currently recording off of a full professional studio that fits in a suitcase and a backpack.
Yeah, except for that it weighs like 150 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It might pack up small.
But trading for one trip, it's like the grocery store trip. You want to make it one trip inside, even if it like murders your arms.
Oh. I'm the weirdo that takes two trips.
Yeah, I don't often feel the need to flex and say I can make it in one trip either, so but
both of us live in houses though and not apartments, so
yes,
we don't have to like climb up four flights of stairs with all our groceries twice.
Oof. Absolutely.
Well, anyway, space has nothing to do with the episode I'm going to tell you about today.
You
so
got my hopes up.
Yes, I'm going to tell you about Benford's Law. Have you heard of Benford's Law?
I have not.
Okay, Benford's Law is basically a law that says that ones occur naturally in a sequence of numbers more often than twos, which occur more often than threes, which occur more often than fours, following a logarithmic or exponential downward sloping curve. If you put all the numbers on a bar graph, with one showing up the most and nine showing up the least.
Hmm.
And yeah, I want to tell you more about it because I first learned about it in a Netflix series and I thought it was super interesting. And they somehow managed to make a full half hour episode about Benford's Law. So I thought I could tell you about it for at least half of that time.
Yeah.
Benford's Law is really interesting because it's used in the field that I usually work in, which is identity and access management as fraud detection. And I'll get into that, more of that later. But the fact that these numbers all occur in like this way that follows a pattern makes me think that we're living in a simulation. Once again, back to that conspiracy theory. It's not a Chelsea episode without a conspiracy theory, so... okay, so Benford's Law is also known as the law of first digits or the phenomenon of significant digits, and it's the finding that the first digit of the numbers found in a series of records of the most varied sources do not display a uniform distribution, but rather arranged in such a way that one is most frequent, followed by two, followed by three, and so on. So it has to be like the first digit of the number. And what's super interesting about this is that the reason it's called Benford's Law and not the law of first digits or the phenomenon of significant digits is that Benford did a study taking over 20,000 points of data from several different sources, including length of rivers, molecular weights of chemical compounds, cost data, address numbers, population sizes, and physical constants, and found that in all of these cases and all these different sets of data from completely different places, they followed Benford's Law.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, it's like because a lot of data will like maybe like stop in the tens and then like less will get to the 20s or like 100s and less will get to the 200s, then it's like more ones are occurring as the first digit than twos and so on.
My God, you're way smarter than me because I had to look that up because I was like, oh, why does this happen? And I like could not wrap my head around it. Like it just seems so crazy and inexplicable to me, but yes, you are correct because, well, I have a hard time understanding the logarithmic math behind it, and they show that it works for various reasons, but I found a user named Isaac on Stack Exchange who did a good job explaining this in a way that my pea-sized brain can understand. If you think of having money...
It's all that roller coaster tycoon.
Yeah, honestly.
Just shrunk your brain.
Melted my brain. If you think of having money, the amount of time and effort to get from $1,000 to $2,000, or a 100% increase, is a lot more time and effort than the amount needed to get from $8,000 to $9,000, or 12.5% increase, because increasing money is usually done in proportion to the money you have. And the same, like, concept applies to all these other things, too. So, in other words, it should take a fixed amount of time to double your money. So, going from 1,000 to 2,000 takes as much time as going from 2,000 to 4,000, and so on, because the value growth is exponential. The time spent at each leading digit is roughly logarithmic. I was thinking, if anybody wants to hear this logarithmic explanation, maybe we could have our mathematician friend Connor back, and we could do like a 5-minute snack-sized episode.
That would be fun.
That explains how and why it works, because it sounds like mumbo jumbo to me. I just don't get it. Okay, so here's the history of Benford's Law. In 1881, a Canadian-American, they had a citizenship in both places. A Canadian-American astronomer and mathematician. Whew. Nailed it.
First try.
Mulligan, yeah, first try. Named Simon Newcomb, was flipping through the pages of a book of logarithmic tables, and he noticed that the beginning of the book was dirtier than the end. He realized that this meant that people who use the book prefer the numbers at the beginning, the ones, twos, and threes, to the numbers at the end, which were eights and nines, or thought that it might mean that ones, twos, and threes occur more frequently than eights and nines.
Or they just got really bored and didn't make it to the end.
Well, it's like a reference book, so yeah. If you need to find like the logarithm of like 12, that you find that at the beginning of the book. Yeah. And then 50 years later, in 1938, an American physicist named Frank Benford revisited the concept that Simon Newcomb had discovered and did a survey where he looked at those 20,000 data points from a number of different sources I was telling you about, including the area of rivers, molecular weights, etc., etc. And he found that they all followed the same rule of first digits.
Dang. That's crazy.
And I'll post a picture of some of the research that he did with the release of this episode, because it's really neat to look at this beautiful logarithmic exponential slope on all of his beautiful graphs.
Nice.
So in every single case, the numbers taken from these different sources followed what Benford called the law of anomalous numbers that would later become known as Benford's Law. So everybody calls it something else, but it's been occurring for a long time, probably as long as man has had numbers. So why is it a thing? Is it because Benford's Law has been shown to apply to a wide variety of data, including electricity bills, street addresses, stock prices, house prices, population numbers, death rates. Well, the list goes on and on. And there's no known naturally occurring exceptions, which is why Benford's Law is so useful at detecting fraud or when people fudge numbers on like taxes or accounting kinds of things, because humans think that numbers will occur like at the same rate across all the numbers, but actually they follow Benford's Law. Also, Benford's Law does not apply when a set of numbers has a mean that is greater than the median and the data is concentrated around the mean, but sets of numbers like that don't occur naturally. Like the set of numbers like that would have to be like man-made, because they don't just show up.
Prime audio.
Is this ASMR? Okay, so not me specifically, I'm in marketing, but Benford's Law is used in my field, which is an identity and access management, to detect fraud, because to a human eye, fraudulent data sets are made to look exactly like the data they're mimicking, but to a computer using Benford's Law, it becomes very apparent when numbers have been fudged. And you can set up an experiment like this yourself in Excel. If you have Excel make 1,000 random numbers and then sort them, then you'll see a universal distribution of the starting numbers. But if you take a set of, say, populations of Canadian cities and look at the first digits of all those numbers, you'll see that it follows Benford's Law. It's neat. Also, when Benford's Law was originally discovered by that Simon Newcomb in the 1800s, it was just forgotten about for a long time because it's not useful. It's not useful to anyone until very recently, when computers became a thing and online banking became a thing and fraud detection is needed.
So I may have missed it, but why do they call it Benford's Law?
It's called Benford's Law because an American physicist named Frank Benford
okay.
in 1938
claimed it as his own.
Yeah, well, he actually called it the Law of Anomalous Numbers, but he did a ton of research. Like he did over 20,000 surveys.
Whew.
To see if they followed like this slope, and they did. So then
I was just wondering, because the guy who discovered it, it's not named after him, and then I forgot about
the guy who discovered it is named Simon Newcomb, but Simon didn't put in the legwork, so it got named after Benford. Or maybe it's because Simon is Canadian and nothing is ever named after Canadians. I should do an episode on Terry Fox.
Ooh.
Okay, so when you're fudging your numbers even a little bit, even if you change them just slightly, they don't follow Benford's Law anymore. So it's very easy to detect fraud, and both the Canadian government and the American government use them to detect tax fraud, although neither will talk about how or why, and I imagine that's because if they did, then it would be really easy to figure out how they detect fraud and then get around it. So, when humans or robots try to think of like a series of random numbers in your head, you would come up with numbers that had a uniform distribution even after knowing about Benford's Law, because you just think that numbers should occur at the same frequency with starting digits 1 through 9 all occurring at the same rate, but they don't. It blows my mind. It blows my mind. I don't know, after I first learned about this law, I was like out walking around and I noticed that numbers do tend to start with ones more frequently and twos more frequently than eights or nines. Boggled my mind. It has also been used to detect Bitcoin fraud, epic foreshadowing to a future episode, financial fraud and tax fraud. And yeah, that's about all I had.
Neat.
And that's another one for the archives.
Okay.
Ooh.
Thank you for listening to the Arcana Archives, an exploration into nerddom.
If you have any questions or suggestions for future topics or guests, please reach out to us at arcanacollective.archives@gmail.com.
Or follow us on Facebook or Instagram with the username @ArcanaArchives.
Hope to see you again.